Qigong, feel good and improve your health quickly. Get started today. Chapter 1, Qigong, the healing magic. How you arrived here. You must be curious about Qigong. Many people are talking about it today. Perhaps you have Googled the word Qigong with the hope that it can help with your health, or maybe a good friend has referred you to our site. No matter how you have found your way to this ebook, you will find the small amount of time that you invest learning about this material really worthwhile and possibly even life-changing. Qigong makes you feel good, period. One goal of this Qigong ebook is to help you to feel good. Just by reading and following the Qigong exercises and tips, you can experience firsthand how Qigong makes you feel better, even if you have no idea what Qigong is at this moment. Qigong improves your health quickly in a magical way. Another goal of this ebook is to give you the tools to take your first steps toward better health. You can use these tools to verify that Qigong does work without having to rely on what others claim. So listen carefully. Please avoid the temptation to skip over certain portions to get to the meat. Qigong is a step-by-step learning process which requires all the steps in order to best help you help yourself feel better. Qigong was created by the ancient Chinese through observing nature and human selves. Qigong practice was the primary method ancient Chinese people used to heal themselves and maintain their health. The highest principle of Qigong is to follow the deeply interconnected rules of nature. After years of being hidden, Qigong became available to the general public in China beginning in the late 1970s and spread widely during the 1980s and the 90s. Since then, Qigong has become gradually known in the West. The more people experience and understand the far-reaching healing potential of Qigong, the sooner Qigong can become integrated into the mainstream of Western health practice. Qigong heals holistically, from the bottom up, from the inside out. The healing is comprehensive, and this means that you may be practicing Qigong for your back pain and later find that when your back pain is improving, your ulcer is also gone. Practicing Qigong also helps you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You can find yourself a happier, more peaceful, and easier-going person after practicing Qigong for a while. Your relationships will often improve, and you are better able to handle the stress which normally drive you crazy. You're able to experience life in a more meaningful way. As I was working on this ebook, I received an email from Cora, a Qigong student and a yoga instructor who had just begun learning Qigong 3 weeks ago. With her permission, I will share her email here with you about her experiences. It reads, "Hello, Li Min. First, I'd like to thank you for being such a good teacher. I really appreciate being your student and look forward to your Qigong class every Sunday. The first time after taking your class, I noticed that the energy had affected the whole right side of my body. I guess you can say that I knew intuitively that it was a good thing. I knew it was a cleansing. As I was doing the exercises, my right eyelid felt heavy, as if I couldn't open it. My right knee and ankle felt achy. My right ear created a bubble, and the bottom of my right foot, especially my heel, was a little uncomfortable for the first 2 days. However, during the Qigong exercise, I felt a lot of energy and felt happier throughout the day. I experienced the same thing the second class, but much, much lighter. In the third class, while doing the exercise, I felt tremendous heat throughout my body, and once again knew intuitively that this was a cleansing. And then, at the end of the class, when each of us usually talk about our experiences, I heard you saying that heat is usually an opening of our channels. I know that these side effects, in quote, are a good thing for me because I always feel emotionally better after the session. And I know that's how healing works. It's like cleansing house. You have to get rid of all the junk first before you enjoy the benefits of a clean and a new house. The funny thing is that I seem to be enjoying emotional benefits while I'm cleaning my house. Thank you for your continuous effort of teaching this class. I'm very appreciative of it. Mahalo, Cora. So Cora's experience is not uncommon. If you are interested in reading more of people's Qigong experience, you can go to the website www.easyqigong.com and click on the button Testimonials and Experiences. Again, the website address is www.easyqigong.com. EasyQigong.com. Qigong makes you feel good by making better health possible through adjusting your energy system, which runs along with and beyond the blood circulation inside of your body. Qigong deals with and gradually corrects the root cause of almost all health problems we experience, and that is irregular energy circulation, which create qi blockages inside. Chapter 2, Qigong Principles. So after all, what is Qigong? We mentioned a little bit earlier, Qigong is an ancient Chinese art. It's a health practice which started thousands of years ago. The word Qigong is a direct translation of two Chinese characters, Qi, Q-I, and Gong, G-O-N-G. Qi means energy, especially our vital life energy, which we need for all life activities. And Gong means skills and techniques, which are developed through a lengthy practice. So the word Qigong means energy working skills you gain through a long time self-practice. The above explanation of Qigong is very basic. Since Qigong is related to energy, and energy is related to everything we do in life, there are many ways to define Qigong. After all, each of us is living our lives with Qigong involved, with or without us consciously knowing it. The highest principle of Qigong is to be natural. In general, the more we follow the natural laws, the more we are in harmony with our environment, and the more peaceful and healthier life we will live. Our daily lives are overflowing with choices, activities, and situations which are not in harmony with natural laws. If you stay in the sun long enough, you get sunburned. This reality is part of natural laws. In a larger context, the more we immerse ourselves in an unhealthy environment, and that means not in harmony with natural laws, the more we get to experience the products of this lack of harmony, including illness, low energy, and unhappiness. So understanding the principle of being natural is a necessary foundation for a healthier life, which Qigong brings us. Having an healthier life is the motivation which brings most people to Qigong. A very helpful thing to do whenever you get a chance is to follow what the ancient Chinese did, which is observe the nature more. For example, the earth rotates itself and also rotates around the sun and gives us days and nights. Daytime is a natural time for people to be active, and nighttime is the time for us to rest and recharge. If we follow a schedule which runs against this natural law, such as being up and active during the night and sleeping during the day, our inner qi system will be disturbed from its normal condition. If this pattern continues for a long period of time, we will create a greater opportunity for ill health. We will be creating an irregular energy circulation, which will lead to qi blockages later on. The sun is a great example of being natural. The sun shines every day on us. It shines no matter what. It shines on rich people and poor people alike. It shines on prominent and everyday people. The sun shines. It does not judge. The sun gives us its light and energy without expectation for getting anything back. If we think about ourselves, are we able to behave naturally like the sun? Are we able to give unconditionally all the time without judgment? Do we always give and provide without expecting to get anything back? Probably not. In our human state of development, most of us are struggling to learn certain of life's lessons, which means that for some or most of our day, we are not following the natural laws. Our state of consciousness is a part of our reality, and we will, therefore, bring to our reality the results of not following the natural laws, which is to create qi blockages. Our qi likes being natural. When we follow natural rules, our qi is in harmony and is in its best and healthiest state. We feel healthy and happy then. So although qigong training can start in many ways, the highest and ultimate principle is always being natural. As each of us learns more about ourselves through qigong practice, we will gain a deeper understanding of what nature and the whole world is all about. As our understanding deepens, we will find it easier to choose living a healthier and happier life. Chapter 3, Why We Get Sick, The Qi Perspective. I was once reading a book on women and heart health by a well-respected medical doctor. The beginning of the book told a story about a woman who had a heart attack and was taken to the emergency room. The woman was complaining to the doctor that she had been doing everything healthy and right to take care of herself, while her husband has very poor health habits. The woman was angry. "Why me? Not him," she said. The doctor cited the odds as part of the reason this woman had suffered a heart attack. The doctor's answer ran so untrue within me that it killed my motivation of continuing reading this book. I do feel that statistical data can be of value. However, seeing the odds considered as a cause or partial cause of a person's health status is hard for me to accept. If the odds say that 1 out of 10 women over 50 tend to have heart problems, this only tells us the health condition of this given population. But this information provides no insight into why that 1 woman out of 10 is having heart problems. So what does our health depend on, and why do we get sick? From the qi perspective, our health is affected by two groups of factors. internal, which is ourselves, and external, and that's environment-related factors. These two sets of factors interact and affect each other. The state of our health depends on both groups of factors. The most comprehensive way to explain the reason why we get sick is that our qi is out of balance inside of our body, and that creates qi blockages. Both internal and external factors contribute to the state of our qi. The internal factors include the state of our health when we were born and the way we have lived our lives since then. And the external factors include elements like weather, temperature, pollution, the state of those around us, and both natural and man-made events which happen daily. If we return from a trip with a cold, the cause would probably not be a single reason. The change in weather from our home to where we visited, the air in the plane, the lack of rest, eating recreationally, all of these elements can impact our health and result in a cold. Health problems usually are due to both external and internal factors. In general, we have more control over internal factors than external factors. For example, we can choose how we live our lives, but we cannot, for example, change the high level of moisture in places where it's near to water. High moisture levels in our environment increase our chances of developing arthritis. We gain better feelings and health through Qigong practice by influencing mainly internal factors, but an external factor such as an overall energy field in a certain environment is also related to our qi. So although external factors are not the focus of Qigong and therefore not the focus of this ebook, I would like to mention a bit more about them here. Our external environmental factors can be controlled in a limited way. For example, Chinese traditional feng shui is the art of choosing and arranging our living environment and making the energy around us beneficial for our health and for our life. I remember a story told by one of my masters in Shanghai about a young girl. The girl had a very strange problem. She often fainted at home suddenly with no apparent reason. The hospital tests were not being helpful, so the parents asked the Qigong master to help. Our master discovered that her room had too much strong red color. By just changing the arrangement in the room, the little girl never fainted again since then. Well, in quote, if you have the same fainting problem, you may not want to expect that taking the color red out of your home will fix the problem for you. Individuals have greatly different qi makeups, so the color red might not be your cause. The story I just mentioned is just one illustration that qi in our environment can affect our health, and that there is more than one approach to learning how to adjust our energy and the energy around us. You can help yourself by spending some time becoming more aware of your external environment, by studying the nature, and by being open to making even small adjustments in your external environment. Now let's focus on the internal factors which affect our qi. I will use a metaphor to explain this. Our body is like a house. When we were first born, our new body had its best and most natural qi condition, much like a brand new house given to us by our parents. Our new house is healthy, clean, and bright. As we have grown up, we have not kept up with the cleaning and maintaining of our house. We have continually brought bags of dirt into the house and left them around. Eventually, our house has become a dump. It is so full of dirt, you may have a hard time moving from the kitchen to the bathroom. It is no longer fully functional. When your body reaches a similar point of neglect as the house described above, you are experiencing health problems. Whether you are experiencing emotional, mental, or physical problems, your body is no longer fully functional. One or more of these problems has probably motivated you to read this book now. The dirt in the house is like the qi blockages in our body. Qi blockages produce all of our imbalances. That includes physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual. If your blood is not flowing well, life-nurturing oxygen is not getting where it needs to be. The same is true for our qi. If the life-nurturing qi is not flowing fully or flowing where it needs to be, your whole system begins to wither and fail. Actually, there is a maid who came with the nice house when it was given to us initially when we were born. When we first neglected or even abused the house, the maid worked hard and cleaned up for us. But eventually, after years of hard work, the maid becomes worn down and eventually stops working. The maid is our immune system. When problems begin to accumulate, it is a sign that our immune system is faltering. When our immune system finally stops working, our body has no maid to clean up after us, no guard to protect us. So now you may ask, how does a house become so neglected or abused that it becomes non-functional? In other words, what generates so much qi blockage in our body? The answer is, the list can be very long, more than you would imagine. When our choices are not in harmony with the natural laws, qi blockage will result, and illness will follow sooner or later. Of the long list of unnatural choices we have to choose from, how we use our mind is the number one generator of qi blockage. Please ask yourself a question. How long can you last without something going through your mind? If you do not know, try now and find out. For most people in the Western world, it will only be a few seconds before your mind becomes occupied by something. A spinning mind is a powerful contributor to the qi blockage in our body. Simply having an over-busy mind will wear down our health. In addition, what we think has impact too. Negative thoughts tend to create destructive moods, attract a similar energy to our lives, and create even more qi blockage. Being positive is a wonderful way of living and contributes positively to a person's good health. Keeping your thoughts positive, happy, and uplifting will help. But we do need to understand that we cannot rely on positive thoughts alone. Our mind is like our body. We need to let it rest regularly. We are humans, and we are given the special gift of an intelligent mind. Of course, we use it to think, to analyze, to plan, to create, to love, to help, to entertain, and to be entertained. But some, or perhaps even most, of what our mind goes through every day is unnecessary. A typical way our mind wastes energy and creates qi blockage is by judging. We judge far more than is necessary or healthy. Judging too often takes us away from being natural. I was having lunch with a friend recently at a local Chinese restaurant. As my friend was paying the bill at the cashier, after we had finished, I found myself looking around randomly. I thought to myself, the space inside of the restaurant is very efficiently utilized. Although I was not thinking anything bad, I caught myself judging, and it's not necessary. Then I picked up my son from his job as a student helper at the Department of Education. As we were driving along a one-way street, I asked my son, "How is it today?" Before he could answer me, a shuttle bus in front of us pulled over to the left curb. My son had been watching the bus and said, "What are they doing that for? They cannot let the passengers out into the street. They should have pulled over on the right side." Then immediately a large man driving a small motorcycle passed us on the right side. My son's attention switched very quickly. "It is so weird to see big people like that on a scooter." I could not stop from commenting, "Does that have anything to do with you at all? Why was your brain cells judging like that?" I said in a light tone, hoping that I could make a point and not sound like I was lecturing. He smiled, making me think my point was well taken. Before I was able to enjoy more of my accomplishment, a new style of Jeep cut in front of us. "Look at that Jeep," my son almost yelled. "It's cool, but way too exaggerated." I laughed. "Three in a row, my son," I said. "What, Mom? It's normal." "Yes," I said. "It is exactly the way our mind normally behaves. I do that too." I thought to myself that the challenge is to guide ourselves beyond our so-called normal behavior. I spared my son further discussion that day. Besides judging, our mind can spin in a variety of ways, affecting our qi condition. Our mind can so easily be like a noisy neighbor, always curious and poking around, being a busybody instead of resting or cleaning the house. When we overstimulate our mind, we can affect our qi condition by creating an amusement park of emotions. We become excited when we gain. We get anxious and depressed when we lose. We feel pleased when we are praised. We feel resentful when we are criticized. We are riding our emotional waves constantly every day. Stimulation is addictive. Then the more we are stimulated, the more we avoid experiencing who we truly are, and the more we are taken away from our natural, peaceful, inner nature. We become less and less sensitive and in tune with what are happening inside of our own body. We have to be with ourselves to heal ourselves. When I was working at my state job, I had many opportunities to talk with new moms. Twice I was told by a new mom that she did not know she was pregnant until the moment she gave birth. Hard to believe. I know, but it is true. A colleague who works at a hospital in the prenatal care unit verified that this does happen occasionally. Can you think of a more telling example of not being in tune with yourself? Another generator of qi blockage is our poor health lifestyles. Although there is usually a direct connection between our lifestyles and our state of mind, they each are separate contributors to qi blockages. Poor lifestyle choices include a wide variety of elements, such as our daily schedule, diet, and activities. Do you take a brisk walk after dinner or sit on the couch watching television? Doctors often urge people to eat healthier and exercise more, which are basic steps in helping reduce our qi blockage accumulation through better lifestyle choices. So although we might think we have been taking great care of ourselves and should be guaranteed a good health, like the woman in the emergency room who was angry and was complaining, the truth is, we normally do a lot of things which block our qi. Exercising regularly and eating a healthy diet, for example, will help, but exercise and diet are just a part of what affects our health. In summary, to reduce the long list of risk factors of a good health, we have to maintain a peaceful state of mind and healthy life habits. Health problems begin with qi blockages, from minor to major, from a headache or the flu to heart disease, kidney failure, ulcers, and arthritis. Our health problems begin with our own personal assortment of qi blockages. After years of having a busy mind, worse yet, a negative busy mind, and poor life habits, qi blockages accumulate, beginning with invisible, tangled energy undetected by medical instruments, or qi blockages gradually manifest into very visible health problems which can be detected by modern machines. The earlier stages of qi blockages create symptoms such as tiredness, pain, and emotional imbalance. At this early stage of qi imbalance, medical tests will usually look normal and your doctor may tell you that you're fine. As qi blockages build up, your situation worsens and your symptoms become stronger. Eventually, the blockages will grow to the point where tests will reveal the results of the qi imbalances. Like a volcano erupting on the ocean floor, the volcano's very existence will not be evident to the sea level observer until it is about to breach the ocean surface. The test, though, will not tell you the root cause of your problem, that your health condition is a result of blocked qi. The good news is that most, if not all, health conditions are reversible. For example, a tumor, which appears to be a solid physical mass of tissue, is by its nature a gathering of qi, a gathering of energy. The tumor can be reversed back into qi state and smoothed out with a strong overall qi flow in your body. And this is how cancer patients heal themselves through qigong practice. For people who are dealing with health issues they were born with, it is like the house that we were initially given was not as perfect as most. A perfect house with poor long-term maintenance may well not last as long as an imperfect house with great long-term care. So either way, we need good maintenance to maximize our greatest potential. And qigong is a great tool for us to achieve that goal. Chapter 4, How Qigong Heals. Knowing that qi blockages are the reasons we have health problems is the key to understand why and how qigong heals. Qi is like a rich, growing media which nurtures and holds our body together. Qi cannot be seen, but can be felt. Qi and the blood go together as a yin and a yang pair. Blood nurtures qi circulation, and qi leads the blood circulation. Qigong strengthens the qi flow in our body to prevent qi blockages and therefore prevent eventual health problems. For health problems that already exist, Qigong practice can reverse the process and dissolve the qi blockages. And this ability to dissolve blocked qi and improve health is why Qigong is considered to have a magical healing power. We all have qi blockages inside, some more than others. Our blocked qi accumulates like dust. If we do not take a shower for a couple days, dirt builds up on the outside of our body and we feel dirty. When qi blockages accumulate inside of us, we're not aware until the imbalance creates a health problem which can be detected by machine. In order to stop the accumulation of qi blockages, an inner shower is needed to cleanse, just as an outer water shower cleanses the outside of our body. Qigong practice is that inner shower. It washes away qi blockages and keeps us clean and healthy inside. There are three basic elements to all Qigong forms, which are posture, breathing, and mental concentration. First, physical form and posture adjustment is fundamental. As mentioned above, qi is energy which runs inside of our body along and beyond our blood circulation. Qi has its own energy channels, which are described by Chinese medicine in detail and which acupuncture is based on. To understand why physical form and posture are important to qi flow inside, simply imagine that your body is like a water pipe. When a water pipe is laid out smoothly, water runs very easily through. If the pipe is twisted somewhere, the water has to squeeze through with the restricted area, decreasing its flow. Our body functions as a pipe for qi. Bad posture is the equivalent of a twisted water pipe. The result of a bad posture will be an uneven flow of qi, which can then develop into qi blockages over time. Being aware of your posture all the time will help your qi flow smoothly. Secondly, breathing is a very crucial element in all Qigong practices. Breathing is important to our lives. We die when we are unable to breathe. We commonly understand that we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. In Qigong practice, you will learn that breathing is about more than just oxygen and carbon dioxide. Breathing is a channel through which we exchange energy with our environment beyond oxygen and carbon dioxide. Breathing strategies in Qigong practices include natural deep breathing, abdomen breathing, and body breathing, and some more. The third element in Qigong practice is the most important one, which is mental concentration. Concentration is the essence of Qigong practice, and it distinguishes Qigong from all other conventional health practices and exercises. Your mind needs to be involved and leading your Qigong practice. More and more, we realize how critical our mind is to our overall health. Our mind is very powerful. It can both build and destroy. For most of people, controlling what goes through our mind is not just hard, it is almost impossible. Scientific research has shown that over 95% of health problems are related to our mind. We have discussed how our mind contributes to our health status in Chapter 3. Qigong practice trains the mind to behave the way you wish so you can more be in control. A very common thing people experience after practicing Qigong is mental calmness. There is a large amount of visualization involved in many Qigong practices. Chapter 5. Health Benefits of Qigong. Experiences from Qigong practitioners have shown that Qigong healing positively affects a wide range of health problems, from pains, ulcers, infections, and allergies to cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. These stunning healing results often make people speechless, especially for people who were informed by their doctors that there's no hope of curing their health condition. Of course, serious healing takes serious effort. For general health purposes, a short practice of 15 minutes a day will help you feel good by bringing you relaxation, better energy, and a calmer mind, a happier state of being. The greater the qi blockage, however, the more time and a dedicated effort are required for meaningful healing results. Learning Qigong will lead you through a gradual cleansing process. If you walked into a house with 3 feet of dirt on the floor, you would not start sweeping it up into big piles. You could not breathe. You would need to begin cleaning the house in small steps. The same is true of health benefits of Qigong. They come in small steps. A vast amount of scientific research has been done to document Qigong's healing effects. You can do a quick Google search and find a lot of information about Qigong healing. Most of the studies were done in China and Japan. I have purchased the Qigong research database from the Beijing Library and plan to have it translated and made available to the public at a later time. Qigong and Tai Chi also are both similar and different. In general, Qigong is less physical than Tai Chi, and the Qigong practitioners experience healing effects more easily and faster. I will skip the long list of health benefits. Here in this audio, you can go back to the ebook in writing for this section. Chapter 6. Qigong Types. Qigong originated in China and has now spread all over the world. Some practices tend to retain their original guidance, while others have been combined with local cultures and practices and have evolved into new forms. And this is why there are so many different forms of Qigong in the world today. And new forms of Qigong-like practice are being announced quite often. All Qigong forms should be based on 5 main rules, which are Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, martial art, and Chinese medicine. And no matter what a Qigong practice is called, it cannot stay away from the above guiding principles. Although practices can be widely different, the highest principle is always the same. Be natural. In the Qigong field, there are 2 kinds of practices: Qigong treatment by Qigong masters and healers, and Qigong self-healing. To be a Qigong master or healer, one should be a Qigong practitioner with a vast accumulation of experiences and an increased Gong level. Most Qigong practitioners of this level will have some ability to help others to heal by performing Qigong treatments. This ebook focuses on learning to self-heal. To me, the most reliable way to have and to keep good health is to be in control of yourself instead of relying on treatment by others. If you are interested in treating others, though, you have to help yourself first in order to be able to help the others. Chapter 7. Qigong Practice Advantages. Compared with the conventional ways we handle our health, Qigong practice offers the following advantages. First, convenience. Qigong practice does not require any equipment. Qigong is not limited by time, space, a person's age, strength, or fitness. You can use a sitting or standing posture. You can even practice lying down just at home. Qigong can be practiced by anybody who has a functioning mind. Qigong is very fair. Everyone who practices will benefit. Comprehensive healing effect. If we have one health problem, we probably have others. For example, heart disease patients tend to have high blood pressure and arthritis. Some also have stomach or liver problems. Even though we may only acknowledge one symptom at a time, a comprehensive healing is needed because our body system is a whole and it's all connected. Unlike prescription drugs, which are usually designed and tested for treating one symptom, Qigong practice regulates the whole body system and cleans up qi blockages wherever they are in the system. Qi blockages in different places can appear to be different symptoms. If you are serious about Qigong practice and self-healing, persistent practice will reward you with multiple healing results. Economical. Ask yourself, how much are you and your employer paying for your medical insurance? How much do you pay for pills and doctor's visits? How much time do you have to spend doing all that? Even a greater impact will be felt if you let your bad health slip too far and become hospitalized. The money, time, and suffering you may go through can be all lessened. Qigong can save you much of this resource expenditure. Only a modest financial investment is needed to learn Qigong. Practice is free. There are also free resources available, like this ebook, if you look around a bit. Once you learn Qigong, practice regularly, and experience significant health improvement, you will see that whatever you may spend learning Qigong will be a small fraction of what you normally spend for your conventional health care, and you will thank yourself for doing that. No impairing side effects. Physically impairing side effects are a big issue with prescription drug medicine. For Qigong practice, all you get is the good stuff. There are no negative side effects. You may experience some temporary and uncomfortable sensations as you cleanse your body, but these do not damage. The more you practice, the better results you get. More unexpected side benefits, in quote, side benefits. Qigong practice often brings you nice surprises of unexpected benefits besides better health, a happier state of mind, a stronger ability to handle stressful situations while remaining calm, increased confidence, improved self-esteem, better relationships with families and the people around, more positive attitude, more energy through the day. The list is long. You may find yourself becoming more loving, compassionate, understanding, tolerant, and giving. You will feel great about yourself. You may also find that you are a fresh new person. No kidding. Chapter 8, Keys to Having Successful Qigong Healing Results. Open mind. The first key to experiencing success in Qigong healing is to have an open mind. I cannot emphasize this enough. Because of the nature of Qigong practice, an occupied and unfocused mind will not be able to award you with a beneficial experience. In the late 70s and early 80s, when Qigong was once again made available to the general public in China, it was initially criticized by scholars and the medical world as superstition. Among Qigong practitioners, those who could easily accept and follow instructions experienced much quicker and better results than those who did not take instructions easily. More of this first group of people were blue-collar workers, while more of the second group were higher educated or had a higher social status. The explanation of this phenomenon is that people who have a relatively lower social status and less education are more apt to be open to the guidance and instructions given in Qigong practice. These people tend to have less ego involvement, and their mind is more open. People with a higher social status and more education tend to have more ego and are more likely to analyze instead of experience. By keeping their minds occupied analyzing what they are doing instead of just doing it, these people missed out on a great opportunity. Of course, this is a general trend for these groups of people in China during this time period. Individuals can vary a lot. Qigong is not about information or knowledge. It is about experience. Sometimes our mind cannot make sense of it, but our experience will show us the way. If you want to experience a real Qigong practice, you just need to keep your mind open. You're welcome to be the most skeptical person in the world. This ebook may not make much sense to you, but if you do want to try the next step to experience feeling good after a Qigong practice, then keep your mind open, please. Good teacher and good method. The second key to experiencing success in Qigong healing is a good teacher who shows you a good method. It is recommended that you learn from somebody who has a substantial body of personal practice experience. Qigong is not math, which you can learn from books and then turn around teach others. Qigong is all about experiencing and knowing through experiencing. In a general sense, Qigong practice can be very simple. However, it also has many details which need to be addressed and directed along the way. So finding the right teacher who knows what he or she is talking about from experience is very important. The last but not the least key to being successful in Qigong self-healing is your discipline and persistence. Though feeling some better right away is a common experience when learning Qigong, Qigong is not an instant cure. Our bodies have taken time to develop our imbalances. A focused effort over time is needed to thoroughly heal ourselves. So healing can be experienced at the first practice, but a lasting healing result normally does not happen overnight. You need to be sincere and work on it persistently in order to reap a bountiful harvest. Success does not come without sincere effort. Chapter 9. Simple Qigong Exercises Which Work. Are you ready for a first-hand Qigong experience now? Remember, be open-minded for your own benefit. And this means that when you listen to the instructions, follow the instruction with no doubt, no analysis, no wondering. let your mind question or wonder about before or after, but not during your practice. Follow the instructions step by step. Within these few minutes, try to keep your mind peaceful and try not to think, only to feel, only to feel. Exercise 1. Relaxation for stress release. First, sit on a flat surface, either a chair, a stool, or anything else that has a flat surface. Be comfortable. After you're settled, take a deep breath and relax. Relax more. Make yourself more comfortable. You can close your eyes and have your eyes looking down towards your belly. Keep the eyes looking down. Now take a moment to feel your heart and feel your lungs. Imagine there is a small ball 1 inch above your head. Imagine your head is reaching up toward the small ball. Reaching up slowly, gradually, your head is reaching up towards the small ball. Imagine your head keeps reaching up and has touched the ball. Imagine something is coming down from the ceiling and pulling your hair up gently, keeping your head touching the ball. Feel your spine being stretched. Feel yourself getting taller. You feel your spine is being stretched naturally without you putting any effort. You feel yourself taller. Be sure your shoulders are dropped down at the same time when your head is being pulled up. Imagine your blood is running down toward your feet. Imagine the blood is running down and feel it is happening. Things are running down toward the feet. Feel your body weight settling. Imagine your blood keeps running down. Take another deep breath. Continue to imagine your blood running down, feel your lower body getting heavier, and feel your head being pulled up still. You are not thinking about anything. You are feeling your body adjusting. Focus on the top of your head and imagine there is an opening in the center on the top of your head. Now inhale deeply. Imagine there is a bright light like sunshine coming into your body through the opening on the top of your head. Exhale slowly. Imagine your body is full of sunshine. Nothing inside is solid. Everything inside is in the light, mixed with the light. Feel the inside of the body is all light. Keep repeating the same breathing step. Inhale deeply. Imagine there is a bright light like sunshine coming in into your body through the opening on the top of your head. Exhale very slowly. Imagine your body is full of sunshine inside. Nothing inside is solid. Everything is all mixed with the light, and it's all light inside. Keep repeating. Each time you inhale, do it deeply. Imagine there's bright light like the sunshine coming in into your body through the opening on the top of your head. When exhaling, do it slowly and imagine inside of your body is all full of light and feel it is truly being that way. Keep repeating breathing in this way. Inhale deeply. Imagine there's bright light like the sunshine coming into your body through the opening on the top of your head. When exhaling, do it slowly and imagine your body is full of sunshine. If you have longer time, repeat breathing like this more. Otherwise, do it 5 times minimum. And then slowly open your eyes, wake up, and end the exercise. Again, this exercise will help you to release stress, feel relaxed. When you feel stressed, try this exercise and find out if it's helpful for you. I bet it is. Exercise 2, cleansing with light shower. You can use this exercise when you're taking a normal water shower every day. We need to clean our inner body as frequently as we clean our outer body. Inner cleansing is for both prevention and healing. Our Qigong self-healing classes focus on improving our health by providing the cleansing tools for each of us. Here is the light shower method, which you can use when you are in the water shower. First, adjust the water to a comfortable temperature and step under it. Take a deep breath and relax. Try to empty your mind, close your eyes, and let the water run down over you. And feel the water. Try sensing your body in the cell level, sensing your whole body as a collection of cells with empty spaces between and inside of each cell. Imagine the water is penetrating your surface, rinsing all the cells. Keep imagining the water running over both the inside and outside of your body. Keep penetrating your body, rinsing off the cells. Imagine streams of bright light washing over and through you with the water. Imagine the light streams becoming brighter and brighter. The bright light makes your body's physical structure becomes less and less clear to you. Your body feels empty. There's little or no difference between your inside and your outside. All you feel is the water and the light coming down, rinsing off all the dirt. Keep showering in the above state until you're done. Take a deep breath and focus on your belly button for 10 seconds. Even if this exercise does not make sense to you, try it anyway without analyzing it. The less your mind gets in the way, the more effective this exercise will be and the more health benefit you will receive. So why not try it, experience it, when you're not taking any extra time out of your day. Exercise 3, belly button method to energize. This is a simple method to energize yourself. and it can be practiced every day laying in bed. When laying down, try to let go of everything in your mind. When it's time to rest, rest. Lay on your back, relax, and make yourself comfortable. Use either thumb to press on your belly button, and use the other hand to help hold down your first hand. You want to breathe naturally. Focus on the inside of your lower stomach around your belly button area. Gradually increase the pressure on the hand, pressing down as deeply as you can, and keep your hand this deep while you're breathing. If you feel any pain when pressing, it is normally a sign of abnormal qi circulation in the relevant area. Continue the practice if the pain is tolerable. Ease the pressure if the pain is too much. Remember to pay attention of how the lower stomach inside feels and focus on feeling that area in this whole process. Do this exercise for 5 to 15 minutes each time. This practice will help reorganize the qi in your lower stomach and in your entire body and make you feel energized. It is helpful for almost any chronic health problem, especially ones related to the reproductive and the digestive systems. Try this exercise every night for 1 week and email me with your questions or experiences if you wish. Chapter 10, A Simple Qigong Daily Practice Formula to Improve Health Quickly. If you follow the simple yet very effective daily practice formula for 1 month, you should have noticeable improvement in your overall health and overall self-feeling. First, every morning, when you wake up, before you jump out of your bed, take at least 3 deep breaths and give yourself a positive thought of the day. Second, take 10 minutes in the morning or any other time that you can arrange, but it's best at the first moment you feel you can focus without distraction. To practice the steps outlined in exercise 1, going through the steps one by one. Third, shower as instructed in exercise 2. No matter when you take a shower, you shower that way. And 4, take 15 minutes at night before bedtime to practice the steps outlined in exercise 3, the belly button method, going through the steps one by one. And that's it. Do it for 1 month and experience the results. Again, benefiting from Qigong is about how much you do. It's not about how much you know. Chapter 11, Special Qigong Tips. Your choosing to spend your time reading my ebook means a lot to me. As a special thank you, I would like to share with you 3 tips which I normally only teach in my regular Qigong classes. Students benefit from them a lot, and I hope you can too. These tips are 3 special Chinese words I use in classes. We use stickers in classes for the 3 words as a reminder. The first is the word sung, S-O-N-G, sung, S-O-N-G, meaning to relax. Chanting this word silently gives you enhanced power to relax. So whenever you get a chance, close your eyes and chant the word to yourself. So, so, so. Relaxation is needed throughout the day. Even when you're working at your desk, remind yourself to drop your shoulders and relax. In a relaxing state, you do everything better. The second tip is the second word called Chen, C-H-E-N, meaning to sink energy down. Sinking the energy down is very important in Qigong practice. It's a great awareness to have throughout the day. Our center inside of the body normally gets higher and higher, and that causes the issue of the seniors falling very easily. When you are able to sink your energy down more, you will feel that you are more grounded, more centered, and this even helps you to think more clearly. So keep the awareness and keep telling yourself, Chen, C-H-E-N, sinking your energy down. Drop your center, drop your weight, drop your center down. The third tip is the third word, Shen, S-H-E-N, Shen, S-H-E-N, meaning spirit. Being relaxed is very important in Qigong practice, but it is not enough. Being relaxed yet being alert is very critical in Qigong practice. Although the skill comes from practice, it is a great awareness to have at the very beginning of your Qigong healing journey. Thank you very much again for reading this book. I hope it is helpful to you. If you are interested in taking a step further and get some systematic training in Qigong and help your health to elevate to the next level, you can check our training program at the website easyqigong.com. If you need to ask questions about something mentioned in this ebook or anything related to Qigong and health, you can reach me by email at limin@easyqigong.com. And that is L-I-M-I-N, Limin, my first name, at easyqigong.com. My best wishes to you for your good health. Again, mahalo.